Thank you, Chair. We would like to begin our statement by thanking Ambassador Victor Dolidze for the outstanding work carried out guiding the work of the meeting of experts last August. Chair, the breakneck pace of the scientific and technological progress in the science and life sciences field forces us to gauge the precarious balance in the equation that on one hand has security matters as non-proliferation and the needed to promote the beneficial aspects of science and technology for the international community in areas such as public health, food security, climate change, and more generally, in supporting the attainment of the Sustainable Development Goals. We note with concern an uneven reality in the way in which these changes affect states. And it is with this in mind that my country looks at Article 10 of the Convention on Strengthening Cooperation and providing assistance to guarantee the exchange of equipment and scientific and technological knowledge with peaceful ends, as well as to promote technology transfer and international cooperation on an equal footing without discrimination. The full implementation of Article 10 would allow to strengthen the institutional side of the convention by evening out its implementation at the national level, which today is quite uneven, which is why for Chile it is essential as a measure to strengthen international cooperation under Article 10 that we establish a cooperation committee entrusted with consulting on and supervising international cooperation activities. We agree that there is a need to improve the operational workings of the database on cooperation and assistance so as to facilitate the offers and the supply of exchanges of cooperation as established by the 7th Review Conference, then renewed by the 8th Review Conference. We support the presentation of national reports under Article 10. These reports are most useful in understanding the specific needs and the ways in which these needs can be satisfied, as well as the transparency measures that could potentially be useful and not hamper legitimate uses. Cooperation when building capacities in areas such as education, training, exchanges, and others are very important mechanisms to develop capabilities in terms of human capital in the fields of the life sciences, as well as in biosecurity, biocustody, and bioprotection. Lastly, collaboration and joint work with non-governmental organizations and international networks working on the fight against infectious diseases or attacks with biological weapons at all levels is most useful for risk management and to promote the implementation of all articles of the convention.